network at 98.5. On your phone, on the new Sports Hub app, and on your computer. 98.5thesportshub.com. Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Near point Holden. Far point McAvoy. Tees it up. Deflected. Krejci shoots. He scores. Froome. That's a hat trick for David Krejci. That is his sixth career hat trick. It's 7-3 over the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Just because you've never been hit in the head with a puck doesn't mean you can't sound like you've been hit in the head with a puck.
No, cootie hands.
It's the Toucher and Rich Drunken Bruins Recap on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So you're
6'2
and you're thinking Billy? Does your head bump the rim, for Christ's sakes? Look at your arm. Well, that's why they call me Cudzy.
that's the money one right there.
That is,
that's why they called me Cudzy.
Someone said, listen, I found a boyfriend for Nora.
Yep.
I sell a bottle of Beef Eater in my 20s.
I remember these. Like, he goes, remember when they used to have a bottle of Beef Eater behind the bar? Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, it's phrases like that.
Well, that's why they call me Cudzy.
Like, sir, we saw you staring through this window in the neighborhood. What were you doing?
Well, that's why they call me Cudzy.
All right. Intern Nick was out at the Bruins.
No. Bird.
Oh, Bird.
Bird went to the Bruins game last night. And what a game it was. 8-4. I mean, you had a hat trick from David. Have you ever been in attendance for a hat trick?
Yes. Several times.
Okay. I have once, and I did not throw my hat. Did you?
No. I've often wondered. I know it's tradition, but I wonder why you would do that.
I've never done.
You're not getting a hat back.
No.
I'm just, you know, you toss it out there and
better
it's
people
gone for good.
Better people than me do it.
I lost a Blimpie's hat once when I worked at Blimpie's at a punk rock show, and then two songs later, the singer held up the hat and said, "Whose hat is this?"
Huh? Did you get it back?
Threw me the hat.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That was the community keeping the scene alive.
It's punk rock as hell. That's right.
That's right, mm-hmm. Baby.
So last night,
you dunked once.
you did dunk once. It's volleyball. 8-4.
That's why they call me Cudzy.
Well, that's why they call me Cudzy.
All right. So, anyway.
The Gunner's got a new name.
Cozzy's the new Gunner.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was against the Penguins, too. So, this is two teams that you're going to see in the postseason. It was a fun one. Big win. Let's get outside the garden. To Bird.
Hey, is this for radio?
Yeah.
Well, Bird's having the time of his life.
You want to know why? You're about to find out.
All right.
Something tells me he's amongst his own. He's in the Briar Patch.
Oh boy. Here we go.
What'd you guys think of the game tonight?
Awesome. I got some breaking news.
What's up?
I know the new coach of Everett High School.
That's coming tomorrow, I found out.
I already know who it is.
Oh, breaking news.
Taylorson.
Really?
How much you want to bet?
I believe
you. You heard it here first.
Dude, it is. Everett's the biggest, scummiest city.
Shut up.
Don't worry about it. All right, so, by the way, breaking news. Someone's the new coach of the Everett High School football team.
Uh-oh.
I didn't mean to break that.
I thought they was coming tomorrow.
This is breaking sports news.
Instant oil change. What?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What'd you guys think of the game tonight?
Awesome. I got some breaking news.
What's up?
I know the new coach of Everett High School.
That's coming tomorrow, I found out.
I already know who it is.
Oh, Taylorson.
Taylorson.
Really?
How much you want to bet?
I believe
you. You heard it here first.
All right, so there you go. Taylorson is the new coach of Everett High School.
You, in 98.5 is Sports Hub, the first one to break it via Ernie on the street.
That's right.
whatever Sully just said.
Is Everett's the biggest, scummiest city.
Shut up. Don't worry about it.
Chelsea, that too?
Yeah, Chelsea's worse.
He's from
Everett. Come on, Chelsea's
from
worse.
Tim.
I'm from Reuben anyway.
Breaking news.
A way better town.
Hey,
a way better town.
Call it in. Call it in.
A way better town than
breaking news. Play the button. New coach of Everett High is Taylorson.
Dan again.
Dan, yeah, we is this Everett versus Woburn?
In Chelsea.
This is breaking sports news.
Okay.
Solid by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
New coach of Everett High is Taylorson.
Okay. All right, there you go.
I heard Taylorson's got his work cut out for him. I know that they went hard after Taylorson.
Well, he's replacing a legend.
Mm-hmm.
So Taylorson is, there's a lot expected of Taylorson.
Yeah, I heard he was the offensive coordinator over at Quincy High, and I have a feeling later on today he's going to say no, he regrets it, he's going to come back for more money.
He doesn't have the, he doesn't have the balls to take the Everett job.
Who would?
Okay. I can't remember his last name.
Nobody cares.
Anyways, moving on.
By the way, everyone I know from Everett has a picture on their phone of someone who played football at Everett High.
Really?
Like, I know, like, five guys from Everett, which is how I know Bird, by the way. Like I know everyone ever obviously knows each other, which is why I'm fascinated by it. But I know a lot of people that, well, five guys that know Bird.
Yeah.
And they all have pictures of someone who played at Everett High. Three of them have the same picture of this running back.
Like a current player?
No. Like back when they went to Everett High.
Okay.
That they've shared on like social media and they have it on their phone.
That's very strange.
Like apparently there's this one running back that was like unbelievable.
Is his name Bird?
No, Bird. But Bird did score a touchdown.
None.
Everett people. We kind of kicked a little bit. All right, what you think of the blowout tonight?
Blowout, dude. Sidney Crosby's a bitch. Bruins are going to win the championship. That's it. I don't know.
What do you think of the power play tonight?
Power play? I was at practice this morning, right? I was at Warrior Arena this morning because I work next door, right next to where you work.
Yep.
David Backus.
Well, everyone knows Bird.
Everyone. As I said, this is a Briar Patch situation. He just gets, that's why he was so happy. That's why he was laughing so much.
Okay.
David Backus and David Pastrnak both working on the power play, just shifting where they gotta go. Boom, go. Ricky Nash. Ricky Nash, top shelf. How you doing?
He called it every day. Every shot.
How you doing?
From the hatch, 100 times from the hatch.
How you doing?
What you think of the hat trick tonight?
From who?
Krejci.
Just kidding. Dave Krejci, about time he put something on the board. I was hoping my boy Pasta would get another goal for the Dooley hat trick. Never seen a Dooley hat trick, but hey, Vegas can't be choosers. You put up an 8 spot.
I gotta tell you the best part of the story. Ready?
What's up?
So he's supposed to marry my sister in like 6 months, and she's gonna leave him because he's a loser.
Wow. The Everett love affair.
Jeez. Everett speak. Hey, hang on. Dan, I think we...
This is breaking sports news.
Solid by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ready?
What's up?
So he's supposed to marry my sister in like 6 months, and she's going to leave him because he's a loser.
All right, there you go.
Breaking news to that guy.
Jeez.
That guy sitting there. Or that girl. I wonder who's... Wonder if they're hearing about it the first time on the Drunken Bruins recap.
Well, that's why they call him what?
Well, I mean,
that's why they call me Cubsy.
Wow.
True story. A scumbag from Everett.
What happened?
I drink.
That's all right.
I'll drink.
All right, if you could say anything to the Boston Bruins right now, what would you say?
I don't fall in that.
Don't f-ing suck.
Never give up on these motherfuckers. Because he always comes through in every sport.
Keep plugging away, bro.
Okay, keep plugging away, bro.
They got very serious at the end.
I would have no problem if every caller today ended their calls with...
Well, that's why they call me Cubsy.
By the way, an avalanche of tweets from Everett High School football fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Diamond Ferry apparently is the guy that you keep referencing.
He's like a black running
Omar
back.
Omar Easy, Diamond Ferry. These are the things that I've got here.
We're talking about like 91.
Yeah, Ferry was a star at Syracuse. I know that. After Everett.
No, I don't think this guy played Division I football afterwards.
Well, maybe it's Omar Easy. I don't know. I'm sure there would be another avalanche.
He rapped. The big thing was he was like a star running back that rapped.
Okay.
And I've been pushed his CD from like 1995 on me several times.
Oh, really?
I bet you in my old car, I had 4 copies of this guy's CD that was pushed upon me.
From just like people in Everett.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said 5 minutes in the Bruins recap. What I've gathered is that Everett has a new head coach, and his name is Cotsy.
Well, that's why they call me Cotsy.
Use this for radio?
Yes, you may use this for the radio.
How pumped are you for tonight for the Bruins game?
Oh, this was glorious. It's a return to 2013 where we swept their butts straight out of the playoffs. Looking forward to a deep playoff run. Looking forward to skating around the streets of Boston, waving my flag. Let's go, Bruins!
Oh, did you find the one and only Xanadu?
It is Xanadu.
Who likes to...
He's loving the warm weather. He's loving the success of the Bruins.
Who skates around town in the short shorts with a Bruins cape. And a giant Bruins flag right in, the, right in out of traffic.
Well, you know Xanadu. You know that people are excited about the Bruins when Xanadu is out.
When Xanadu shows up, I'm starting to feel it. Last night during the game, they were chanting, "We want the cup." It's the first time I've heard that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they've done that so far. But now it's officially Stanley Cup season. When Xanadu shows up,
with 6 weeks
gear.
To go, and by the way, yep. That's why they call him Godsey.
Well, that's why they call me Godsey.
There should be a sitcom where, like, he takes, like, he pees himself, and they're like, "Godsey, it's my father's wake."
Well, that's why they call me
Godsey. It's a shoulder shrug, right? That's a good call. All right.
Can you get me some like Brady Bunch enders that go into the commercial?
The Godsey, you tipped over the coffin at the funeral.
Well, that's why they call me Godsey.
It just freeze frames.
As good as any other plot line.
His circle goes around his head.
Honestly, Godsey, you vomited blood all over the couch.
Well, that's why they call me
Godsey. Godsey, you drove the car through the front door.
Well, that's why they call me
Godsey. Godsey, you scamp. Godsey. No, I forget it. I'm thinking it's stuff that's too dark. All right. Here is the CBS Sports Minute with Booms, brought to you by the Neighborhood Health Plan. Boomer says there's still a lot of question marks surrounding quarterback Josh Allen. The fact that he's real dumb might be one of them.
Toucher.
Is this what you want?
And Rich.
Are you happy now?
Toucher and Rich.
Ah, sick.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dave Craig's butt time, he put something on the board. I was hoping my boy Pasta would get another goal for... Everett's the biggest, scummiest...
Shut up,
you...
Why is it... Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it. I got some breaking news.
What's up?
I know the new coach of Everett High School.
We call him Breer? Yeah, all right. Where's the jam I gave you yesterday?
You got a new jam?
I got a new jam.
Okay.
I'm waiting for Breer to play the new jam. That dog farts like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, Fred's dog is in studio.
Yeah.
Lemmy.
Here's Lemmy.
Which I did not name her Lemmy.
Who did?
Stephanie.
Oh, very nice.
I did not name her Stephanie. Mm-hmm. I did not name her Lemmy. Going to get Bert Breer on here to find out about all this dysfunction. I would imagine if he's not at the combine, he's not working.
Stuck in Indianapolis. Bottle Rocket said it best.
That's right. Stuck in Indianapolis with the fuel pump that's deceased.
Mm-hmm. I know that it is interesting because we mentioned it this morning, how, you know, we've talked about Tommy Curran being somebody who likes to lean a little more pro-Patriots than some.
Yep.
And even he has completely changed his tune. As a matter of fact, changed his tune is not fair, because before the Seth Wickersham article came out, he actually wrote an article that was the predecessor, that you went back and looked, and he was foreshadowing that things might not be all they were cracked up to be at Gillette. And he wrote this article that is on NBCSN.com or NBCSportsBoston.com, or I forget what it is. But at the end of it, he said, "My perception is that the friction and fatigue were at a record high in 2017. Left unchecked, it will be the end of them as we know them." And he throws this euphemism out about, like, weeds growing in your driveway and all this stuff, and that if you don't get rid of the weeds, then it's going to, you know, ruin your cracks.
Pull them out, dummy.
You pull them out, dummy. It's like Steve Brule.
Well, that's why they call me Cubsy.
That's right.
Well, that's why they call me Cubsy.
Yeah. Codsy, you spilled the emergency donation liver that we were giving my cousin.
Well, that's why they call me Codsy.
I can't get enough of you, Codsy.
Oh, yeah.
Codsy. You wrecked another car.
Well, that's why they call me Cudsy. Well, that's why they call me Cudsy.
It's phenomenal.
Cudsy, that's a dead hooker.
Well, that's why they call me Cudsy.
All right, Bert Breer.
Hey.
From MMQB. Hello, Bert.
Hey, Bert.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt that, guys.
Are you in Indianapolis?
I am, yeah.
All right, how is it there?
It's actually,
it's fun.
Every year. Same as every year.
Wow, I take it you've been busy. It sounds like you have been out a little bit.
Yeah, my voice is a little bit of a mess right now, so I apologize to everybody in advance.
No problem.
Did you see Dave Matthews last night or something? You were jamming along?
No, I did not. There's no Dave Matthews concert in conjunction with the NFL scouting combine.
All right, well, there should be. There should be a Dave Matthews concert in conjunction with everything. So, Bert, yesterday, who impressed?
Well, I think the big name, well, the first couple of days have been, Saquon Barkley, and being able to put up 29 reps on the bench press, I think it was more than all but five of the offensive linemen. Obviously that sticks out. It confirms what a lot of people thought about him coming into here, which is that he's probably going to go into the draft as the number one player on most teams' boards. And so, kind of continues his renaissance, the running back position. We saw with Todd Gurley going in the top 10 and Ezekiel Elliott going in the top 10, and last year Leonard Fournette going in the top 10. So I think the guy who's impressed early and they haven't been out on the field yet has been Saquon Barkley from Penn State.
Okay, so there's been some talk over the past couple of days, and I saw Jeff Howard report something about Danny Amendola's market, and he's been speaking to people, I guess, out there. And I guess that there are some teams that are interested in him to the point where I guess he could land between $3 and $5 million a year. And so that puts the Patriots in a little bit of a tough spot because I think that they were happy with the amount of money they were giving him, a nice little discount. If that is the case, first of all, do you believe that to be the case? And if that is the case, do you see him sticking around with the Patriots?
Yeah, I think Danny's going to have a market because, first of all, there are some other teams out there now that are going to be running their programs like the Patriots. And normally, one of the things you can do is bring in guys from the program that you're most familiar with to help you establish the way you want to run things. And so,
like the Lions?
Like the Lions, like the Titans, that could bring him in to kind of help establish a certain culture. And hey, look, I think Danny's at the point now, he turns 33 during the season, where he's made a certain amount of money and he realizes this could be his last bite of the apple. And so, it may not seem like a big deal going from, $1 million or $2 million to $3 or $4 or $5 million, but if you're at the point where you think this could be your last contract or, your last chance to cash in, that sort of thing can factor into your decision making, and I think it will with Danny.
All right. Kirk Cousins, who do you got in that whole thing?
I still think the Jets are very much in it, and I know that, there's been contact between them and Kirk Cousins people, and look, I think part of this is comfort level, and they've got Jeremy Bates. I mentioned this to you guys last week, who comes from the same coaching tree as Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay, and I think part of the equation here is making Kirk feel like he's the guy that, he's the guy. He's like a franchise quarterback because he hasn't had that in Washington in the last few years, and so the Jets are going to sort of, tug on that. The Vikings, I think, give them the best chance to win right now. And, Denver, of course, is appealing for different reasons. And so I think it's going to be those three teams. And ultimately, my guess would be that it's going to come down to the Vikings and the Jets.
Okay, so speaking of the Vikings, we've had internal debate. Well, I guess it wasn't even that much of a debate. But people don't look at Case. Well, I shouldn't word it that way. Is Case Keenum looked at as a long-term starter in the NFL?
I think Case Keenum's going to be sort of in a position not unlike Sam Bradford was in 2 years ago, not unlike where Mike Glennon was last year, where I think he's going to be able to get good money on the open market, but I don't think a team's going to look at him as a long-term answer. And you see what the Bears did last year where they signed Mike Glennon at $15 million a year, then trade up for Mitch Trubisky 2 years ago. The Eagles gave Sam Bradford $18 million a year. They traded up twice to get Carson Wentz. And so that's sort of the new model in the NFL where, you overinvest in the position, and the logic being that if you get it right, it doesn't matter how you got there. And so I don't think any team is going to, look at Case Keenum and say he's our answer for the next 5 years. But that doesn't mean he won't get paid. And so I certainly think a team like a Denver could look at him and say, we're going to draft him. He's going to be our starter for right now so we can compete with a roster that's ready to win right now or in a position to win right now. And then we're going to draft someone behind him who, you know, eventually we expect to beat him out.
Okay, so when it comes to Richard Sherman and Aqib Talib, now you're hearing that there's situations with both. Obviously, the Aqib Talib tweet yesterday or the day before was pretty funny where he said, who want to come get me, when the news was tweeted out that he might not be with the Broncos for much longer. Do you think that the Patriots would want to make a move on either one of those guys? And if so, which one do you think more likely they would rather target?
I think Aqib would be more likely just because of their background with him and the possibility that he might take a little less. I think one of the big things you want to look at with the way the Patriots build their defense is, you know, generally there's not, you know, in the secondary one mold for any one position and what they're looking for. And so I think in a certain way, Richard Sherman and Stephon Gilmore are a little redundant, you know, the bigger or longer corner. And Talib is that to some degree, too. I think Talib's a little bit more versatile. And, you know, obviously they've got the background with him. They know what they'd be getting if they signed him. And so my guess is that if both those guys were available, they would go to Talib first.
Burt, as many as five or six quarterbacks could be taken in the NFL draft. Depends upon what mock you read or who you're watching at the time. Who's doing what at the combine this week?
So Sam Darnold isn't going to throw, and the rest of them will. And so, yeah, it's, I mean, look, I don't think deciding not to throw kills a guy. And we've seen lots of guys who've gone in the top, you know, two, three picks who've decided not to throw over the course of the last 10 or 15 years. You know, but I think it does kind of open things up where, you know, Josh Allen or Josh Rosen or a Baker Mayfield could close the gap. You know, I still feel like Darnold comes into Indianapolis as the leader in the clubhouse to go first overall. And doesn't mean that, like, he's a bulletproof prospect. Andrew Luck, obviously, if you look a couple of years ago, and, you know, when Cam Newton came out, like, those guys had big leads coming into Indianapolis. I think it's a lot closer this year. And, you know, if Sam throws well in March in Los Angeles, it probably won't matter much that he didn't throw here. But, you know, I think he certainly, you know, opens up the possibility where, you know, if Baker or, you know, Josh Allen or Josh Rosen shows out really well here, the gap could be closed a little bit, and we could be talking about Darnold being less of a sure thing to go first overall.
Who would you take? Do you do mock drafts?
Yeah, I mean, I've had Darnold number one. I still think chances are Darnold goes number one.
But if you were a GM.
I do like Baker Mayfield just because the you know, the production is so far beyond what the other kids did.
What about the size, Bert? He's too short.
I know. He's a little shorter. I know. He's a little shorter.
How about that hand size? How's he do with the hand size?
You guys are killing me here.
I'm not killing you. The bottle is.
Look, guys, I think I'm showing a lot of courage in getting my voice through.
Yes, you are.
You're a gamer.
You're manning up. I do like
very
this.
Much a gamer.
Come on. No, I think ultimately, big part of this comes down to comfort level at that position, because for the coaches and GMs who are looking at these kids, you're literally tying your job security to a quarterback if you draft them in the top five. And Sam Darnold kind of plays the part of a franchise quarterback. When you talk to him, when teams sit down with him, I think they're going to see that. And with Josh Allen, with Josh Rosen, with Baker Mayfield, I think you'll be looking at prospects from a personal standpoint are a little rougher around the edges. And that sort of thing matters. And that's why I think Darnold is got a chance here, where when he sits down with the teams in the interviews ultimately down the line goes on visits, has teams come out and work him out in L.A., I think Darnold's got an advantage there, and that's why I think he's still the leader in the clubhouse to go first overall.
All right. Well, Burt Breer, did you go out last night? There's nothing wrong with it if you did.
What do you think, Fred? Does it sound like I went out last night?
Yes, it does. Sounds like you just got back.
I personally think I'm showing a great commitment to the show.
We're not knocking you. I think it's admirable.
I just see the same.
Other than my voice, I feel fine, but my voice is a mess right now.
Try going on the air at 5 o'clock in Minnesota, and then talk to me about it when you come through like a champ, like I did. But all right, Bert.
I'm not sure you were responsible for doing the networking that I've been responsible for doing this week.
Yeah, I just had to do 20 hours of radio from a mall.
All right, Bert. Listen, you keep networking, and you'll get there one day.
Thanks, all right, thank you, Bert.
All right, guys, have a good one.
All right, appreciate it. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, yo. Hello. No. Yo, I'm bumping Andre. Hey, ya. Now I'm bumping Chul Cheya. Tay, tucka, teya. Now I'm bumping Hey Ma. Now playa. I am a beautiful hawk. I have big wings. I want a big house. I want big rings. I am an idiot. I want big things. Akbar, Jahangir. I like big king. I do my thing. They want to make me a prisoner. You out of place like a brown Hare Krishna. Shouts out my sister. I miss her. Shouts out your sister. I kiss her. I am a radio. I am a toaster. I am a college dorm room poster. I am a cool guy. I'm good at rapping. Get on the beat, market, then ask what happened.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, there's a lot of action going on.
This is so strange working in a studio where we have no kind of view as to what's going on outside. I mean, there's been times where we've come in and everything's been normal and we've left and there's been like a foot or two of snow. And we had no idea this was happening, which is kind of a mind game. But you've got right now, I mean, this nor'easter thing, I know John Wallach got affected by it. He was supposed to fly out. He got a call at like 1:20 in the morning telling him that he wasn't allowed to fly. I guess they downed all flights today from Logan to New York.
Which I'm sure he's all heartbroken about.
I'm sure he's crushed about. Yeah.
Told you not to take the train.
I know.
Now it's just too much of a hassle. So, no, it's not going
to
happen.
No, don't take. You never take the train to New York.
No.
You never take the train to New York?
No. You always fly.
Oh, you see, if it's a decent price, always take the train, in my opinion.
No.
Because that's the only thing is that people always think, oh, taking the train, it's here.
Well, part of the problem now is...
Dude, those things can be sneaky expensive.
No, I've taken the train to Philadelphia and not the Acela, so I've experienced it. I've taken the train from Toronto to Montreal and back.
See, here's the thing that sucks about flying into New York is that you still got to take a cab from LaGuardia or wherever to get into the city.
That's a half an hour.
See, I'd much rather take a train directly to Penn Station.
Penn Station's a big pain in the ass to get a cab out of, in my experience. There's a cab stand there, I know, but there can be 400 people waiting for a cab.
Well,
and I don't like being in Penn Station. I don't like
why?
It. It's weird.
Well, I don't like
you pop right out and you're by the garden. Yeah, I don't care for that.
I don't like being anywhere near Times Square.
That's a problem?
Times Square is like, if I never went to Times Square again, I'd be okay.
You can't be a human being in like Times Square.
Yep.
If Times Square isn't overwhelming and freaking you out, you're not a human being. We're not supposed to live like that.
It is like, first of all, it's where every tourist goes. It's overcrowded. The way it's set up, it's impossible to move anywhere. Try being there with kids, too. Nightmare. It will scar you for life.
I have to go to New York in June. My family's going to go. And the thing about flying into LaGuardia, I'm sure this is very interesting to everyone, is that at least they drop you off where you got to go. Like, you know, like you can handle the airport and then they drop you off where you need to go. If you go into stupid Penn Station, everything's up in the air and you lose it. My wife and I lost each other. At Penn Station. Yeah, because you go out and it's like, it's not right. I don't know how anyone lives there. I have no idea how anyone functions and lives there. It's if I get to the Lower East Side, I can manage it. But if I have to leave the Lower East Side, I get completely, even the Upper East Side, I can handle the Upper East Side and the Lower West Side. And other than that, I don't like it.
Well, you're telling me about that weird ass train they're about to put in Chicago that heads to Detroit, which is, okay, so I checked. The drive from Chicago to Detroit is 4.5 hours.
Yeah,
the new train ride
is 28 minutes.
That's insane.
Whoa.
It goes 500 miles per hour, this new train that they're going to build there.
How long is it going to take to build that thing?
Well, they're considering it, which means that they're never going to happen. But if Trump really invests in infrastructure, which I believe he should.
Yeah.
I agree with that part of his proposal, but
I don't think one of these has actually been built yet, right?
Not here.
Okay, in China, there's one that actually runs?
They're in Japan, they have the magnetic track ones.
What's it called?
It's
some weird ass name, but it goes over 500 miles an hour.
Yeah,
it works
in a vacuum.
It would be like you could get from here to New York if it's 28 minutes to get from Chicago to Detroit, then it would probably take you just over 20 minutes.
But you could live
from Boston to New York.
No, but think about it. You could live in Detroit and commute to Chicago.
Yeah, you could live in Boston and commute to New York. I mean, that's insanity. A 20 minute ride.
Well, the idea that technology is available, we're not using it, is a little sad. I mean, that's something that is very practical.
Is it faster than a plane? It's faster than a plane.
I think that's faster than a plane. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm thinking of 1,000 reasons why I would freak the F out on that train.
I don't care. If you can get me somewhere in 28
minutes, fast is good.
I can handle my anxiety for 28 minutes.
You might be right about that.
That's like when people are afraid of elevators. I'm like, you can't get it together for like the 30 seconds you're in the elevator.
Right. Watch like an Adult Swim show for 11 minutes, then take a dump.
Yeah,
and you're done. Then the ride's over.
Yeah.
You watch an episode of Dr. Steve Brule and you push a deuce and the ride's over.
If you're flying or you're on a boat to go fish 20 miles offshore, I get it. If you're going to be on a boat for 12 hours to get to some fishing place, I get it. But for 28 minutes, you can handle it. For 28 minutes, you can get it together. Even I, with all my problems, can get it together for that long. Yeah, it's called Hydra something, but it rules.
Yeah, it's amazing. If they could do that, it'd be unbelievable.
Yeah.
The Hyperloop. Elon Musk is one of the guys behind it. That's right.
Well, here we go.
Well, listen, maybe
he's a guy who gets things done.
Maybe it can be as important as putting the car into space. Which lost
kicks ass.
Which lost its luster about 5 minutes after it happened. Everyone's like, wow, this is really cool. And then strangely enough, no one cared anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am looking forward to that.
All right, we have somebody on who is an expert on what's going on with the Nor'easter. Apparently, it's awful in certain parts and
all
tons
right.
of power.
So, we should
all
break
right.
now?
Yeah, we should break
all
now.
Right, let's break now, and then we will get to all the fun of the Nor'easter.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
I remember way back in the days on my black friend.
98.5 Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Kodzie. Hello, Kodzie.
Hey, Kodzie, what is it, a slow sports day here?
Well, what's wrong, Kodzie? What are we doing that's not making you happy?
I see you're making fun of me.
Oh, Kodzie.
Oh, Kodzie.
Hey, Kodzie, we're having fun. Come on.
I was just clearing my throat then.
Okay.
Oh, what you have here is a failure to communicate.
Civil War, baby. Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses... What about Gronk? What about Gronk? I guarantee you, Gronk is... Oh, my God. Damn it, I
shouldn't
call TV
up.
I did lie.
All right. So,
Kodzie, I got to tell you, I have heard a lot of opinions about Rob Gronkowski.
But none matter other than yours.
But Kodzie, you'll kill us all, Kodzie, with that.
Just knock back a couple of blue beers.
Blue beers?
Those are the cheap ones.
What kind of beer is blue beer?
What do they call it?
Read the can.
Malt liquor. I just walked out of the room. I have no freaking idea. They're like $1.25 for the big one.
Oh, so you're drinking 40s?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is it King Cobra? Rich and I used to play on this public golf course where there would be bottles of malt liquor that we couldn't find anywhere except public housing. King Cobra.
My friends won't smoke weed with me.
Why will your friends not smoke weed with you? Do you have that rat weed?
Well, they say I become crazy. Can you imagine it?
Do you ever put the angel dust in there?
What's that? What's that, Kodzie?
What?
Did you ever smoke angel dust?
I am a friend. It's called wood.
Yep. Did you ever ride that bonsai pipeline?
Are you kidding me? I was a manager somewhere. I smoked some of the wood. I thought I was crawling out of myself.
Yeah.
He was laughing slowly outside. I was high for the next 2 days.
What, undust?
One more time to prove it.
Undust?
Trousse.
Was that one day ago?
You got a trousse. Listen, Kazi, you ever smoke crack?
Last night.
You smoked crack last night?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
dumbass.
Kazi, I don't believe you.
I swear.
Kazi.
Drop the mic.
Kazi.
That's why they call you Kazi.
All right. Okay, so you smoke. How much did the crack cost that you smoked? Let's see. What'd you smoke it out of?
Three bags from it used to be cheap.
No, as opposed to now, where it's real expensive?
We only did two bags last night.
Okay. Now, how did you smoke it?
Out of a glass pipe.
Okay. Well, Kazi, now you're answering everything correctly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Well, Kazi, so you smoked crack.
I know who you are. You have a guy in high school, what is that, that pulls in the what do you call it?
How would you know anything about a guy from high school?
Projector. You're the projector people. I know who you are. I'm a Navy SEAL. Well, actually, I'm not.
Kazi.
Oh, that's why they call you Kazi.
All right.
Okay, Codwell's a Navy SEAL.
All right. Well, Kazi, listen, I like you. I like that you called in twice, but we have to take this weather person.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you, Kazi.
Kazi, is it raining hard outside? Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kazi.
Well, that's why they call me Kazi.
Yeah. Kazi, why do you keep going through the rug looking for crack? You know it's all gone.
Well, that's why they call me Kazi.
Oh, my God.
All right, wow. So here we go. WBZ-TV meteorologist Kazi. Danielle Niles joins us. Hello, Danielle Niles.
Hey, good morning, guys.
We're trapped in a cave, which is so
oh,
we can so we can have the pleasure of getting paid very little to be on television.
We have no windows in the weather center. Yeah, well, How's that?
Yeah, but same with us.
It's strange.
Do you ever feel like you want to kill yourself?
Maybe sometimes.
All right, so what is going on? We are completely unaware of what's going on. How bad is it?
I mean, the nor'easter is going to bring everything. It's a pretty nasty storm. The wind's already been gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour. I've been looking at the outage map the past, like, hour, and it jumps up and down. Like, we had 2,000 outages, like, 15 minutes ago, and then it jumped to, like, 12,000. And this number's only going to go up through the afternoon. So the coastline, if you live right at the coast, that's the big thing with this storm, moderate to major coastal flooding. So it's going to impact the coastal residents biggest in these spots for several high tide cycles. You remember back in January, that storm?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll probably rival that, if not be worse, just because of the duration. I mean, the wind stays onshore for several days in a row here, and we could see some hurricane force gusts on Cape Cod later on this afternoon. The snow is not as big of an issue. You know, it's pouring out there right now, and it will rain through the day today. But the snow is really with elevation inland. We may end as a little bit of snow, but nothing too significant. It's mainly the wind, I think, that's going to be the biggest thing with this in the coastline.
If I park somewhere that's a parking meter and I leave my car, is this weather bad enough that there won't be meter maids?
Yes.
I'm actually thinking about this right now, because I would usually walk to where I'm going, but now I have to drive.
But sometimes they're, like, decked out in Gore-Tex, and, you know, they're out there no matter what, so.
Yeah. If, like, if I'm a meter maid, I'm going inside. Like, what do I need with the tickets at that point, you know?
I agree. I would be inside, too. So I think you're safe. I think you're good.
When is the worst hit? What time?
I'd say really between, like, noon and 6 p.m.
Oh, good. Right to the
I'll be on the road. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm driving north.
The roads aren't going to be good. We've already had some reports of trees down, like, you know, wires down, blocking parts of the road, and that's just going to continue and ramp up through the afternoon.
There's been no evacuation notices for any of the towns, have there?
There have been definitely some voluntary evacuation notices, so like Plum Island, Newburyport, down through Duxbury and stuff. So hopefully those residents are heeding those warnings, because, you know, we don't take those lightly, and it's rare that we get those. So this is one of those things where at the coastline, you know, some communities are going to be underwater and isolated for, you know, until the tides are able to recede, which may not take, you know, may take until late tomorrow or tomorrow night.
All right. Well, it, Danielle Niles, it's good to know that there are other people that are trapped in caves.
Yep, we're in it together, guys.
All right, we appreciate it.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Danielle.
So much for the time.
All right, bye.
All right, I have no idea who that is. All right.
You don't know Danielle Niles?
No, I don't know anybody.
Oh, okay. So, you would know her. You would know her.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so she's on TV all the time.
All right. Well, so we have no affiliation with WBC.
No,
I don't
I'm
have
just
to
saying,
lie anymore.
You're not lying. If you saw her, you would know her.
All right. What did Lemmy do?
Lemmy, your dog?
Did she go to the bathroom again? She's about to go to the bed. No. Will you take her outside in the storm?
Dan, did you get a complaint from the TV side of things saying that they could hear Lemmy chewing on the box that's back in the corner of the room?
I think they were watching because no one else was really paying attention. And since I can't see over the top of the board,
yeah.
I think she was, you know, she said, hey, is the dog doing something to a big giant box?
Yeah, Lemmy's like going to town.
But why would they care?
No, they don't care. They were just thinking that they thought it was amusing.
Didn't know it was in the box.
Oh, they thought it was amusing. I was going to say, why do they care?
Yeah, I thought at first that it was because they could hear it, but no, it was just that they were like, you guys might want to be aware.
Yeah, no one in the room was paying attention to
it. No, I was paying attention. I had to get up and take a piece of rubber out of her mouth.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm paying attention to Lemmy. Don't you worry about how I take care of that dog.
We went on two deuces this morning and one.
Yeah.
One number one?
One and two twos.
Okay.
Yeah, I was running late this morning, so I couldn't take her out. But she hasn't gone to the bathroom. She's a very smart dog. She hasn't gone to the bathroom in the house since like the second day we had her. Oh, crap.
I mean, she waits to go here.
Yeah, she holds it all in. Remember our first day here, or one of our first days here when I had Feeney?
Dude, I'll never forget about that.
And she ran upstairs, Berendini, who was a big shot at CBS, she ran upstairs and took a pee under his desk.
Like, found the last guy whose desk that she should have peed under, yeah. And went and been peed under her desk. Yeah.